What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Amar Akbar Anthony podcast. Today, we're gonna be taking on a pretty serious topic, and we were actually questioning whether we should talk about this shit or not. But I don't know. We're just gonna give it a shot, and we're gonna try to, like, you know, just give our views on it and just, like, talk about all the shit that's going on right now, and you know, whatever we're seeing on the news, and just, you know, just the same old, same old.
I think it should be fun.
So, like, let's just summarize for, like, the rest of the thing.
Okay.
I just have one, like, not anecdote, but it's, like, a thing that's going on right now in, like, in the space with, like, a certain influencer who did something related to this, which was kind of, like, controversial or whatnot. So, I want to talk about just that. What do you guys want to... And obviously, we'll discuss amongst ourselves, but then we...
Are you talking about, like... the guy
which
no not that guy. I'll get into it. Like, it's an influencer who basically she's like a popular, like, I don't know, she has like 700,000 followers on Instagram or whatnot, and she just went like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm gonna be hosting like a one-on-one session with you guys, and it's gonna be for mental health, and I'll charge you like 1500 rupees for it. And you can...
Who's this, releasing or something?
No. Her name is Santoshi Shetty. Okay.
She was charging people to talk to them.
Yeah.
She has a tick mark on Instagram.
And I'll be like your counselor, and like this is for mental health, and I'll tell you, and you can talk to me one on one.
Oh my god, dude, this is such a bad idea off the bat.
And it was horrible, dude. People were like fucking livid, dude. People lost their shit. And and it was the same thing with, like, remember when Karan Johar tweeted something about like newcomers in the industry and all that shit, like maybe around Sushant Singh Rajput, and then people were like, oh, this is fucking like hypocrisy, this, and he started deleting comments from his like original posts. And this girl is the same, bro. She's like fucking deleting
everything. Oh snap. That's
we'll
ridiculous,
man. Santoshi's shitty. But man, I have so many mutual people who are falling. Oh fuck, one of them is this fucker.
Langston, even you start falling after you see beautiful pictures. And it's dumb people like you will be like, oh, one-on-one call, I will pay 1500 rupees with one-on-one date. Yeah, sure, why not? I don't know.
I mean, dude, girl, talk about this.
Sorry.
Do you have any specific thing that you want to talk about, or are you just going to like chime in or whatnot?
I will chime in, but I think I want to talk about Sushant. I think it's just mental health in general.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so for everybody who's listening to this, I'm sure you guys have heard about that Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput. He recently took his own life, and it was pretty devastating for like all of India, because like a lot of people were like huge fans of his, and like he was a great actor, and apparently he came in this. I haven't seen him in a lot of movies. I saw him in like PK. I remember him from PK. He was just one of those like actors who had such a bright future, and everybody was like really looking forward to seeing what, like, you know, what came of, like, you know, his career. And it just came off as like a shock to everybody, because apparently he didn't even leave a suicide note and whatnot, and it's been everywhere. It's like I see it on Twitter to this day. It's on the news all the time. Mm-hmm. Like it's pretty, and it's been like what? It's been like at least 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks, two, three. It's been a while.
It's been
3 weeks, and like you still see it, so that you could just and there's like people being canceled in Bollywood and all that shit because of this, because apparently. From what I know, he didn't leave a suicide note. So like, and everybody's mad at like all these like Bollywood like celebrities like Karan Johar and all these people, and they're like saying, oh, nepotism made him like, you know, do this, or like, you know, him not getting opportunities made him do this. And I don't know if like, wait, what? Where did that argument come from? I mean,
there
like,
are a couple of things. There are a couple of controversies that are being looked at. For example, one of them is the whole nepotism thing, where, like you said, he was a growing actor and everything, and he performed like in different movies. I think the one with MS Dhoni was one of the biggest one.
Kaipoche.
Kaipoche was his like debut, which was
Chichore. If you haven't seen Chichore, fucking phenomenal movie.
I haven't seen it. I think I'm gonna watch it. I think it's gonna be really,
And there's this one like really like I think it was like a year, 2 years ago. I haven't seen it in Dubai. It's called Detective Byomkesh Bakshi, where he's playing a detective around, I want to say Independence Time. I don't really remember. It's been a while. Movie was also fantastic. It was set in Calcutta, I remember, or Kolkata.
Great movie.
Like, dude's done, like, he hasn't been in, like, mainstream, like, nonsense Bollywood. He's been in, like, great shit, you know? Like, he's been in good.
Yeah.
And he's fucking talented, dude. And he's not just talented, like, I mean, besides acting, he also has, like, amazing qualifications. Like he's been studying physics and stuff, dude. Like, I'm just saying.
What?
I think he
did. Yeah, he did. He actually went to university because I've seen one of his interviews where he gave, like, a keynote and he was talking about how he had to go back to university to complete his education. And I think it's not because, it's just because he wanted to do that genuinely. He was just a different kind of person, a different kind of actor. And seeing his, some of his movies, I could see him reach, like, at least maybe in the next 10 years. I think he would be, like, up there, you know? Like, the one actor, you'd be like, oh, Sushant Singh. Okay, you know him right now, but he would be that, he would already, like, he would establish his personal brand, I would say. Just like how Shah Rukh Khan did and all these people. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to understand, like, why did that even happen? Because there are a lot of conspiracies that are saying that it could have been
a mafia thing.
And I want to make one statement. Like, okay, sure, people are trying to, like, find, like, a reason to it. Like, you know, maybe, like, genuinely, like, curious and whatnot. The conspiracies, like, there's some shit with, like, oh, Mukesh Bhatt and, like, you know, this producer.
Yeah.
There's a, like,
and his girlfriend and stuff like that. I don't know.
And this and that. And then it's like, you guys, dude, like, I guess this thing is not, it's not as simple as, like, this one thing happened that made me do it. Like, there's obviously, like, a lifetime of just things that baggage that you have.
That's what I'm, I totally agree with you. And here's the thing. People are all, like, you know, trying to figure out that one thing. But it's like, you know what? It could have just been his depression that just got to him, dude. Because, like, a lot of times people don't think of depression as, like, you know, they think of it as, like, oh, you know what? Get out of bed. Go work out. You know, just go about your day. You know, just step outside your house, man. Broaden your horizons, dude. You know, like, freaking make friends. Go outside. It's like, dude, that does not help at all. Because, like... Even with people who are depressed, with depression, when they start, like, you know, medicating themselves, it's a battle. You know, like, when a person starts, like, you know, getting medicated for, like, for depression, because not only is, like, depression medicines, like, super addictive, like, if you get off them, you have, like, these horrible, horrible side effects, like you can't sleep. You can't sleep for a while.
What do they even do? What do the depression medicines do?
I think they increase, like, they increase whatever's missing in your brain, basically. So, like, you know, whatever, like, the happy chemical is in your brain, you're basically taking a supplement to, like, add that into your body, to, like, you know, like, level it out so you feel like a normal person. But with that being said, I feel like, when a person starts taking depression pills, it's like Russian roulette, by the way. There's not just one depression pill for everybody. So when a person starts taking a med, like sometimes it can backfire and it can make them feel like even more like shit than anything. It can maybe like help slightly, and then they have to go back to the doctor, and then the doctor will prescribe them something else, and then maybe that will work better, and then they will have to go back, and then the doctor will prescribe something better, and then that will be like, oh no, this was good. So like for the most part, when it comes to like depression medication, even doctors don't know what they're doing. It feels like they're just guessing.
There are different versions where it's like one is like the way that you were saying, where it's like it increases the serotonin, that like the happy hormone or whatnot. And the other is like whatever makes you feel sad, like it inhibits like the sad enzyme or whatever in your thing. As far as I remember,
but that is only if you go to a doctor though. But like there are some people who go for. I think when they go for like therapy, so they talk to an actual therapist. Yeah. I do not think they prescribe all this kind of stuff.
Therapists
usually talks. They just dig into thoughts, like asking them questions, like why,
Okay, yeah, but I feel like
tell me about this
difference to me. So the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist is a psychiatrist can prescribe and a psychologist can't.
Yeah, and psychiatrists are therapists, right?
No. Psychologists are therapists, I think.
I don't know, man.
Okay, so has any of us ever gone for therapy or, you know, maybe heard of a therapist?
We need to talk about that.
I don't know. No, just a heads up.
I don't like the fact that all this shit is...
Everything is wrong.
Like, if someone goes for therapy, I don't think they should be judged on that.
No, I totally agree. You're
like,
right.
Dude,
You're totally
right. Let's get this. Like, one. This is what I wanted to get off my chest. Besides,
I want to make one joke. I want to make one more joke.
Oh my god.
You think they're eventually repressing in my body right now? This is not just a defense mechanism, the humor. You think that I'm fine, I'm great guy. What are you talking about?
But what Lyser was saying, I feel like is like really important, because like I feel like, dude, honestly, I feel like everybody needs it, because like it's not only like if you're happy. There's nothing wrong with keeping your grass green, you know? There's nothing wrong with keeping things, like, you know, being safe about things. But at the same time, like, I feel like for the most part, I feel like most Desi need to be therapeutic.
Honest. Okay. Not to quote movies. Have you guys seen this movie called Deers in the Heat?
No.
Okay, there's a line where Shah Rukh Khan's like, if you can have a doctor for, like, I don't know, body part, or your head, or your arm, or your legs, and I think even the brain deserves some sort of attention.
Mm.
Right, talking about, because not everybody probably,
nothing.
You fuckers, it's not a serious podcast anymore. No. Fuck you guys.
I'm sorry, dude, I'm sorry, carry on.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to say is, like, I think, everybody does deserve, like, if someone does go to therapy, I think that should be like a normal thing. There's nothing abnormal about it. There's nothing.
People
don't need to talk.
I mean, it's normally expensive.
there's a reason why things go out of hand. There's a reason why people do, you know, harsh things to themselves.
Agreed.
People want that. And if there was a way to prevent that, I don't think anyone would disagree. They're saying, okay, if this is what prevents it from happening, go ahead and do it, right? Everybody talks about someone once they pass away. But before that, like, nobody wants to say, oh, okay, maybe you should seek therapy. Maybe you should talk to someone.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, I feel
people
like...
People only start caring about you when you're 6 feet under.
Yeah. There's like a quote which I read. It's like, when you're born, people care about you. And when you die, people care about you. And then between, it's like all on you. It's like, it's really up to you what you do and shit like that.
So basically, there's this amazing video by AIB, okay, where it's like...
Everything goes to AIB, man.
But seriously, okay. Hear me out. It's basically, the video is called, like, what if people treated depression like they treat other illnesses? Okay, that's what the video is. Bro, like, you know, they're basically acting like it's just like a common cold. It's like, bro, depression kuch nahi hai, bro. Tu thoda garam thoda baat kar, walk pe, you know, go for a walk, go for a run. Theek ho jayega, don't worry. Like 2-3 days, it'll be fine, bro. And that's, I guess, the attitude in the Indian culture, more or less. It's like Indian culture is just like, yeah, you know what? There's a point, you know.
I mean, I don't know. It's just depression is something that's like, I feel like it's just a sensitive, like, topic, and I feel like a lot of people...
Mm.
But here's the thing. When a person, tries to commit suicide, or, like, you know, like, or does commit suicide, I just want to tell people this, dude, please don't call them cowards, man. Dude, it's like the rudest thing that you could do as a person. Like, dude, don't, you know, like, you're being such a prick by saying that. You know how far a person has to be pushed to be able to, like, you know, to like take their own life, dude? Dude, imagine punching a wall really, really hard without making a fist. Imagine burning your hand, okay? Like, on purpose with a lighter. Like, you wouldn't be able to do it for, like, longer than, like, a second or something. You'd be like, fuck, this shit hurt. But this person went through, this person took their own life. Like, that's how far they were pushed. They were willing to hurt themselves till they were dead. And it's just, like, how can someone, like, how can someone call them, like, coward? It's just, it's like, that's, like, the worst, like, worst thing to say when someone, like, you know, passes away. It's, like, it's, like, dude, like, you don't know what their struggle was. You can't. You know, when they say, you know, try to put yourself in other people's shoes or whatnot, it's like, like, it's not just putting yourself in their shoes as yourself. It's like, you know, trying to put yourself in their mindset. Like, because your experiences and their experiences are so different. Like, maybe they're a little more sensitive about certain things that you're not. Maybe you're tougher about certain, or like, you know, just like, they're completely different people. Like, and they didn't go through the same shit they did when they were kids or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Like, different experiences, different lives.
Yeah. That's definitely like the main like worst thing. And another worst thing is the people who like then try to capitalize on it and then they try to, like, I hated the way this was like just wrapped around, like it was covered on Instagram on the news. And what is it? There was one horrifying headline from like one of these like Hindi news channels. Where it was like Ab Sushant something, like, you know, it was like a pun, but it was like you know, Ab Sushant Kamo Shogya or something. Like,
oh dude, I think I saw, like, I don't know, it was like there was some shitty news. I think it was Aztec or something. They were like, they said something along the lines of like, you know, like he got his out, you know, like as a like cricket, like out. Or something along those lines. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's,
I don't
know, so fucked, dude.
Ah, yeah, it's like Sushant Singh ka hit wicket ho gaya or something like that.
Oh yeah. It's like, dude, disgusting, man. How can you, like? It's so stupid, dude. And honestly, like, I wouldn't expect anything else from the media, dude. You know how like, you know how they like, they're just trying to like. I feel like the media is always playing with fire, and as soon as like it backfires on them, they just become really nice and stuff. They're like, oh my god, you know, that's not what we meant. We're like, you know, and like, obviously nobody, like, they'll do anything it takes to, like, you know, to get views or get, you know, it should have been sad,
like,
dude.
Like, okay, like, this was like the third like Bollywood actor who passed away, and like Rishi Kapoor and Irfan Khan, and it should have just been his work should have just been celebrated, and it should have just been like, you know, remembering him, consoling people who like feel deeply, and just like honoring his memory and this and that, not being like, man, chod kya hua, like, yeah, kyun, let's put his fucking picture on the internet. Like, what?
It's like, yeah, it's like,
who are you?
There was certain tributes people did make like tributes to him and stuff like that, like on YouTube, like a compilation of his work or stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
But the news, no. Like, again, like I said, the conspiracies that have been going on circulating around.
That's the thing. That's what I
question. So like, it's like, okay, like they're not letting him die peacefully also.
True.
There is investigation that's going on though, and that is their job, right? Like the cops or whatever.
Exactly.
It's like, they're doing something. Like, they won't just let it go. Maybe there are certain things that we don't know. There were certain facts that they have seen that we don't really know what actually happened. We weren't there.
Well, obviously people are going to make stories and
theories. But people are going to amplify things in general. So. Yeah.
It's like, God forbid this happens to anybody, but like, I can't even imagine what's going on. Like, you know, what the family is going through, man. Can you imagine like seeing this thing? Like 3 weeks later, you open the TV or open your phone and you see your relative's face.
I'm sure, like at his house, like outside his house, all these fucking reporters will be like, "Oh, batao Omar ko kya hua, ghar mein kya problem?" Like,
yes,
bitch.
That's no. It's a shame, dude. It's a shame. It's
it's messed up. I
it's
messed up, you guys.
I would hope that that's not happening on their house, because.
Of course it's happened. Like, why wouldn't it be happening? Like, of course.
Where is his family from? Bihar or something, right?
I don't know. Yeah, Bihar, I think.
Probably.
He was in Mumbai.
Yeah, but still, bro. Like, do you think these guys are, like, they're fucking, what do you call, leeches, bro?
Yeah, dude. Seriously, they're serious leeches.
I think it all comes down to, like, I mean, I think right after his death, also, mental health was, like, again, Mental health was always like a big topic on.
Then all the influencers.
Oh yeah. Now all the celebrities are like, oh my god, oh, mental health is so important, guys. Mental health. It's like now everybody's gonna jump on the train.
Yo, Seth, it's like the same thing that you said for the whole Black Lives Matter thing, right? Where everyone was like,
yeah,
it's this, became a thing.
Here's what I find like enraging about like the social media like vibe nowadays, where it's just like how are you passionate about so many things, and like how do you like, even if you believe like you realize at some point people who follow you are gonna be like, there's no way in hell that you like genuinely are saying what you're saying. This is just you like riding the wave of what's happening. Like it doesn't make any sense, dude. Like, it doesn't. Who are you trying to fool? Like,
I mean, okay, there are some people who just want to share. Maybe like it doesn't. Like, let's take an actress X example. Yeah, maybe he or she just wants to just personally say that message. So we don't. Maybe they don't do it for the likes. Maybe they're just doing it because they genuinely care. Because at the end of the day, Sushant Singh had a lot of good friends in Bollywood itself, right? True. He had a lot of close friends, and those close friends actually and if they posted something, they did care. I think one
example. I'm making a distinction between like people who were saying, oh, we're so sad that you passed away, you know, you're really dearly missed, and guys don't take mental health like lightly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, like, the thing is like you're mourning and then you're saying, I don't want this to happen to anyone else. There's another thing where it's like nobody, you have fuck all idea about who or what this person is, and you're just fucking like, look at me, I struggled. No, what, why?
It's not about you right now. You are a kid.
Yeah, you exactly are.
My point, maybe I bachao to, like, I have to, pull it up. You need to grow the fuck up, dude.
We all do.
You guys do. I'm fucking, look at me. Look,
sure,
at me.
You're the
most childish one out of all. Oh my god, Sharam, tu baat hi mat kar, Bencho. Sharam, tu baat mat kar. Tu baat mat kar.
You guys.
Tu baat mat kar, I swear.
Yeah, dude, seriously, Sharam, you're like, hands down, the most childish one out of all.
Please don't talk.
Not childish, as in like, actions-wise, but you have your fair share of immature shit.
No, we fucking love you, but you're a fucking...
What the fuck is that, dude?
But you're... No, but
I love to break to people, and my childishness brings joy. I'm a clown, you know, like,
oh,
I'm
my god,
no, sorry, no, you're not a clown.
And the clown, then the laughter is gone, then the clown is sad, you know, it's a sad term.
You feel like, I feel like you, for the most part, the way you act or sometimes you talk, you feel like you act like you have life figured out. I'm an adult.
How old is he? 23. Benchut, Nikhil.
I know. I'm a 21-year-old adult. Like, I know how. I know how this works.
I swear.
That's one kind of me.
Anyways,
I don't think anybody ever figures it out at any age.
I think if I'm 90, I won't figure it out. I think when it comes to depression, I think a lot of people also get.
500.
Okay, wait. Now let me fucking finish the topic. When someone gets depressed, I think it also relates to. Something known as like, what do you want to do in life too? Like existential crisis maybe, or maybe a midlife crisis or whatever you call that, a quarter life crisis. Mm-hmm. Like you reach a point where you have done, maybe you have done something, maybe you finished high school, college, whatever you have done, and you're whatever, but you don't know what's beyond that. Like you don't know what else to expect beyond that. And I think a lot of people who are in between 20 and 40 maybe probably think that, like, what else am I going after? And probably that thought itself gets depressing, and that's connect that to mental health issues, because you're mentally thinking, like, you're mentally getting exhausted and you're like continuously asking yourself, the fuck am I gonna do next, right? Because
yeah,
I've been having those thoughts too. Like me, personally, like, the fuck is next? What else is next? Where are you gonna be in the next 15 years? And all these things, you know. Especially with the fucking crisis right now, especially pandemic right now, everything's changed. Like, no one has ever lived through this kind of a thing where, you know, in the modern age where you're at home and like there's no way traveling or going to a place without a mask is like, it's almost like a crime. In Dubai, it's like a fine. So just think of like, this gets so old. Like, where are you going to be? What is life going to look like? And it's been a thought that's on my head. And maybe it's on your head too. I don't know. But I've been thinking about what the fuck is happening.
I feel like it's on everybody's head right now.
Yeah. Like, when the fuck am I going to meet you guys?
I'm going to question is, do I want to meet you, like?
Wanted to meet, man. You know what? Now that I think about it, dude, I wish. The thing is, I was working that day, but I wish I met Sheldon in fucking New York in December.
Yes. Getting back to the topic. This whole thing that's been happening is basically this isn't like to call out a specific person. It's more to like talk about. This is like an example of like an overarching like problem, which is just like. You can find 10 other examples. This is the one we're going to talk about. It's the same thing where she basically like put out a post, and a lot of posts are not available now. You know, a lot of those posts have been like removed or whatnot. And the ones that are still there are like ones I'm reading. But basically she said something along the lines of, you know what, mental health, I'm starting a new initiative where you can basically reach out to me one-on-one and fucking pay me 1,500 rupees and, you know, one-on-one session and you can, I'll advise you what to do in life.
And she's not even a therapist?
Yeah, she's not a therapist, exactly. She's just an influencer.
Who the fuck is she, bro?
Wow. Wow, dude. That's so much theater, dude.
Here's the thing. Like, devil's advocate, we can always say, like, you know, she's using her platform to spread the message, offer a service that's available, all of that. But then there's a very nice lady who's post, I think we should like, her name is Anjan Kalsi. She's a arts therapy practitioner in training. Expressive arts therapy practitioner. Basically, she's studying to become a therapist. And she had this like great like point of view on it, which was, if you're not qualified, first of all, you can't charge people for it. But then if you do want to help and use your platform, you can always like invite actual therapists, go Instagram live, invite them, you know, answer questions, you know, get people who know about it and talk about where you're coming from, and then use your 700,000 people platform to kind of like give out resources, free resources, maybe, you know, develop a plan that's free. Fucking, you know, like everyone sitting at home nowadays, like develop something that, you know, people have access to at their houses. And this seemed very cash grabby. And also like another glaring error that this girl Anjan, she pointed out was like, it's one person. It's one person versus a 770,000 followers ratio. How many people is she going to talk to for 1 hour? You know, how many people like are going to like sign up to the initiative and book an appointment, and how fast is it going to get filled up? And like, when is their number? Like, if I'm in dire need of help right now and I book this appointment, like my idol Santoshi, I want to like talk to her and she's going to solve all my problems. And then fucking my appointment is like 3 months later. What am I supposed to do? Jerk off over here? Like this whole time, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Guys, I'm booking my appointment. Santoshi Shetty.
Dude, we should have done something like that, dude.
Oh my god, damn, bro.
We should have booked it and we should
have. So that means 700,000 followers. I am probably the 699,999.
Guys, we should have booked it and we should have just fucked with it. We should have just like messed with it. You know, we should have been like, oh yeah, so this is what I'm going through. But you know, since you're a professional,
I would have been like, I have 712
since you're a professional issues. And you have a degree. We should have been like, since you're a professional, you have a degree on like on this shit, and you know, you're like Indian Dr. Phil right now. What's your advice? You know, we should just like mess with
it. I would have been like, yo, listen, I have immersion in psychology. I also have a degree.
I can't find the actual post. But basically, there's like, she's, I don't know, bro.
Standing, I can't find the actual pose. All the posts are just posing and like looking at the fucking camera, bro. Where's the mental health shit?
That's the thing. She took it down. This is Santoshi Shetty. Okay, this is the thing that's on her profile.
Seth, I'll send it in the group.
This is in response to all concerning comments made on my video that was previously posted, now taken down. I acknowledge the concerns of everyone and all the mental health professionals out there, and would like to apologize for making a video which was open for interpretation and for not clarifying that it was never meant as a substitute for mental health therapy session. In no way was my effort meant to replace all the heroes who work hard and train for years to become certified therapists. The intention was creating a community like flying cheese was always to, like flying cheese in quotation.
That's what you said, dude.
Huh?
What he sent me, dude? Did you see this shit?
I sent you the profile.
What the fuck? What you sent me this for, dude? This is the girl.
For a long guys, okay.
You know, so this is Santoshi Shetty.
Can I get?
Can
I get to a fucking serious post?
Okay.
I'm like, listen to Sharon talk. I put my phone and it's like this shit. She's like wiggling like a worm on my screen. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at, dude?
Lyson, does this do it for you?
I feel like Lyson was just waiting. Dude, this is the post you thought was best to send me?
No, I just wanted to.
You know how deep that post is? I wanna establish. There are, this is one line, two, three, four. That's the video he sent. It's fifth line. Okay. He went that far.
Did he specifically did that? I know he
Lexan, oh, bro, I just randomly
keep it in your pants, Lexan.
It's in my pants, guys.
Let me get through the fucking thing. So she's basically like, it was, you guys understood it. It was open for interpretation. And I wasn't trying to replace any mental health things, but you still pay me money. The intention of creating a community like Flying Color or Flying Cheese was always to grow together spiritually. We will in no matter continue or rather start these sessions as conveyed in the previous video, but I will still try and build a community through other means. I do get everyone's concern and truly respect your time and effort to write your opinions on it for my better understanding, but I request you to not target bloggers or my friends in the industry for my action. It was an attempt to create a community, and I apologize for involving money in this thought process at all. It sends a message that I didn't intend to send. However, it is a learning experience for myself. My intention of spreading love is still flowing, and I'm grateful for the experience. Everyone has supported me in this and understood the intention behind it. I really appreciate it.
Okay, in all fairness, man, I don't want to like.
Can I finish the fucking thing? I feel like bad for leaving anything out. Like, I don't want to.
Carry on.
I really appreciate it, and I know if we are meant to cross ways, we will for sure. Last post, and for those who ask me how I'm doing good. I take this as a learning experience, and I'm grateful for you all.
Dude, that doesn't sound very sincere to me, to be honest. It sounds like she fucked up. Okay, yeah, okay. I'm not saying cancel her or whatever. I don't understand this whole cancel culture thing. I think it's stupid. Yeah. But I feel like when someone makes a mistake, they may apologize. You can tell who's genuinely, like, you know, sad about what they did. And you can tell who's doing this because of the backlash. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
you know what would have been better? Like PR or better, like, how do you say it? Like damage control? It would have been another video. Just being like, okay, you know what? I fucked up. I'm sorry. I'll try to not do
like an apology video.
I think this was so bad also, guys. I mean, like, see, everyone...
Bro, she said...
Maybe she did realize the mistake.
Bro, she said, irrespective, we're still going to continue these sessions and start doing them as planned in the previous video. Like, that's what it said in the first line.
Dude, she's so... Okay, here's the thing, dude. She is stupid because she should have known that most of her audience is going to be Indians, and Indians don't like to pay for shit, okay? And this is such a dumb thing on her part that, like, you know, she thought that, like, people are going to pay her, you know? Like, who do you think you are, dude?
First of all, you're so right. Basically, well, the like the generic Indian like male, we're like boobs dikhao, vagina dikhao, you know, like that's that's like general comments in YouTubes and Instagram.
Exactly. What makes you think that people? Okay,
I think you're like, very cute here.
Yeah, I think you're cute here. Please, Rishta,
like this is the reason people are following you, not because you know people want to freaking, you know, they want mental health advice.
I'm not following her though.
Two days later, like if you go to her first post ever posted, it's gonna be like Menezes like and then comment and be like, I love you so much. You're my best friend, please. I'm in Rochester, Albany, come meet me, I'll treat you nice.
Yeah. Man, it's I don't know, that's something that these social media influencers, they don't get. Like, okay, if you're good at something and you want to help people out and that certain thing that you're good at, by all means do your thing, dude. But like, you know, this feels like she's like, you know, an Instagram thought who just wants to like, you know, cash in on the whole like, you know, people struggling with depression thing. And I don't know. I don't know her. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm being insensitive or rude by calling her Instagram thought. But like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it seems so disingenuous. It seems very disingenuous.
I won't discount like the paying right out the gate. I think you know what a slightly worse or a slightly better scenario might have been was, if she did something for free, where it's like 100, 200 people or 100 people on a Zoom call or whatever, talking to people, discussing free, okay, completely free. And then she's like, oh, if you want the same thing that you just experienced for free, but with a little more like personal touch maybe, or like if you're uncomfortable to speak in groups and you wanna like a one-on-one, I can do that for you. A little money, still shitty, but not as shitty. You know what I mean? I would have...
Yeah.
Found it less shitty, where I would be like, or at least, you know, the whole point of the thing is like, okay, it's expensive, therapy is expensive, but 1500 rupees is, how much is 1500?
It's expensive in India, dude. 1500 rupees is a lot. Yeah. Like, that's, I still look at that as like, at least, is that like 100 dirhams, 200 dirhams?
1500 rupees is...
Dollars?
Dude, it's like 80 dirhams, 60, 70 dirhams.
In AED, it's like 73 dirhams.
You go to a nice restaurant, have a
that's
full
like
ass
$20.
Yeah, like $30.
But still, for Indian rupee, it's expensive.
Yeah, bro. Nobody's saying it's not
for
expensive.
For sure, dude.
It just seems. I don't think it's that expensive, but I mean, it's like if you go to the movies, like it's like what 200, 300 rupees a ticket, and like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Five movies.
Movies
are nice.
But here's the thing. It's still wrong. Like, ethically, it's wrong. Ethically, it's just...
It's very unethical. I agree. It's unethical.
There's no goodwill that you've built up to then go ahead and claim like, oh, fucking look at me. Yeah. I can do this. Where is the...
I'm
just
helping
you're
people.
Posting a selfie and or whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess I should clarify, like, this isn't just, like, if this was a dude doing the same thing, I think we'd be equally critical, if not more critical.
Yeah, equally critical, for sure, dude.
Hands down. I would be more critical also. I'd be like, hello, abs dikhao dikhao ja, you know? I'd be like, stop.
seriously, dude, I agree.
Unless that person has been practicing this for quite some time and he knows.
That's the thing. That's I guess bringing back to like my original point, which is like, how are you so passionate about so many things all the time?
Yeah.
And why does it come up coincidentally at the time when something has happened?
Yeah.
That just seems fucking shady, you know?
Yeah, totally. I agree.
If someone's like doing this for like a while, like it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if tomorrow I posted something about like the environment, you know, like, oh, this is happening and stuff. Like, you guys know me. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing a master's program in this. You know, like, it makes sense. Like, I'm committed to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'd be like, oh, fucking, why is the Picasso's painting not left side, it's right side? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, shut up. What are you
talking about? No, I agree.
Then we want to say that to you many times.
Dude, I totally agree with what you're saying. Yeah, no, you're right.
To go about Picasso is not going to justify you talking shit about your opinion. I mean, they're talking shit and like stating your opinion.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. And
Or
if I talk about like fucking, I don't know.
Or Langston talks about movies or anything, because Langston.
Yo. That's right. That's correct. Actually, I can't talk jack shit about movies. And production and directors.
Tomorrow, like top 10 movies that I think are epic masterpieces. They're like, hello, who are you? Like, you haven't seen anything. You haven't watched The Matrix. You haven't watched.
I haven't watched The Matrix. I haven't watched The Lion King. I haven't watched the.
Yeah, like.
Quite a bit.
I guess we illustrated the point. Yeah, it just seems like.
10 minutes, you know, guys. 10 minutes.
Also? Oh wow! Another 10 minutes. You know what I was also thinking about? Remember the Logic video, the 1-800, like the video, the song?
Yeah.
That, I guess, came at a time where it was like it wasn't like a riding a wave thing. It was just there, and he had something to talk about, and he said it. And it was very, that was a nice way to do it, I think, let's say. Even if you are trying to capitalize, that was a nice way to do it, I think, in my opinion.
It's a nice way of capitalizing on nice someone else's struggles.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, I agree.
I can concede that like the world is run by businesses and it's all about making money and all of that. But you don't have to be dicks about it. You can do it in a genuine way. Like if you genuinely have even like 1%, you can show that 1%. You know what I mean? You don't have to be an asshole about it.
Yeah.
I agree. That's my thoughts.
Right there. I wanted to add that like, you know, it's important to keep checking up on people that you feel like, you know, have not been in touch, or even you haven't spoken to in a while, you know, because like sometimes people suffer in silence and, you know, and they don't want to ask for help. So it's really good to like just check up on old friends that you haven't spoken to in a while, because honestly, like a simple text can go a long way sometimes. And
friends and your family, maybe some family you haven't spoken to in a while, if you want to. You know, just reach out, because anything, just like I said, a text could potentially save.
This reminds me of a story of like some guy who committed suicide. I don't know. It's pretty sad. I don't get all sappy and shit, but like, it made me emotional when I heard about it. This was back at school. I heard that like, there was a guy, he like wrote before like committing suicide. Okay, so he wrote a letter and, oh, no, sorry. So he basically, like, jumped off a bridge and he, like, you know, ended his life. And when they, like, took him back to his family, they were like, you know, this, yada, yada. So they found a, you know, suicide letter in his room. And in his letter, he said that, I'm going to walk from my home to this bridge. And if not a single person on my way to the bridge smiles at me, I'm going to, like, you know, I'm gonna do it. And yeah, and that's what happened. Like nobody like looked at him, or like, you know, nobody like paid attention to him. Nobody smiled at him or anything. And he ended up like taking his own life. And you know, just like whenever I hear about that, it's like a simple smile from a stranger could have, like, you know, like he could have been alive. And it's bizarre. Like, dude, it's like, you know, we really take it for granted how, you know, some people might be struggling or like suffering in anything, and like we have no clue. Sometimes we think about, like, you know, an old friend not hitting us up, and we'd be like, wow, dude, what a douche. He's not hitting me up. Why should I hit him up, you know? It's like sometimes you really gotta set your pride aside and just, you know, just go through with it and just be like, dude, just send it, sis.
Yeah, I think it's, and also like to add, just like messaging your school friends and stuff. I remember at some point, like, I did this, like, maybe last month or so, where I was just like, you know what, it's not even that hard to type out one message and send it to everyone, the same message, doesn't matter.
The Sharon way of doing it. Make one template and this board and broadcast it to everyone.
Basically, but I did want to, like, get in touch with those people, and it was a very general message, like, hey, how are you? Been a long time. That's it. You know, like, hope everything is great, hope your family is safe during COVID. And you know what? Yeah, like sometimes school friends especially, like I feel.
I caught myself getting caught up in that whole like, dude, this guy hasn't hit me up in so long, why should I hit him up? So like I have a friend who lives in the US, like I hit him up like quite a few times and then he never hits me up, okay? And then I was just like, I mean, I guess he has his own masrufiyat. He's like, you know, busy with whatever. And then so he never hits me up, but I'm always hitting up. Then this one day I was like, dude, this guy never even keeps up a full conversation with me. Why should I hit him up anymore? And then a few months later, he hit me up and I gave him very half-assed replies. I gave him very one word replies. And then like, I don't know, for some reason, thankfully, you know, it came to my head. I was like, dude, you know what? I probably shouldn't do that. So I started talking about normal conversation and like, turns out this dude was like, you know, actually going through some shit. Like he was actually like, you know, like struggling with this whole, like, you know, like it was like with like this whole life thing. And so yeah, it's hard. It's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. And I'm not saying that like, you know, if you don't do it, like it's sometimes hard to like, you know, battle like that whole like pride thing where it's like, dude, why should I care? And but like, it doesn't hurt to try, you know, it doesn't hurt to like, you know, set it aside. It really doesn't make you a smaller person.
At all, you're just going to be helping someone. That's the best I can do.
At the end of the day,
they don't even respond back. And that's fine too, because at least you did your part and you should be happy with that.
Yeah.
Because at least maybe 7 out of 10 people whom you text will be grateful or maybe thankful that you at least texted them.
Yeah.
And the 3 people maybe just don't like you, and that's fine.
And God forbid if they actually like, you know, if they actually pull the trigger and they like that and they go through with it, like, you know, like it wouldn't like, you know, like you wouldn't feel like shit, I could have done something, you know, because like, because that's something that's like, that would really weigh on you for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
for sure. You
feel me? I don't
know. Damn, that shit got dark.
I don't
like
regrets, man.
Regrets
are the worst. Like, that's the one thing that I would hate in anything I do in life. Like, if I don't
regret
something, if I don't do
no regrets.
Like, regret is like the worst thing that can ever be.
Yeah, you don't fucking come meet me in New Jersey, bro.
That's a regret.
On a dick.
No, that's not a regret. That's something that I really genuinely could not do.
Bitch, better be frank with you.
Because, okay. I was working that my parents were there and just coming would be, I was working on New Year's, bro.
You could have driven with your parents and you could have been in
my
the
parents
car
are flying the next day.
So your parents weren't there in town.
No, they were flying from US to the next day.
Bro, you can drive 3 hours, drive back 3 hours. It's fine. 6 hours in the car talking about DMC, it's fine, man. Now, what if the US border doesn't open? That's it. Done. End of story, bro.
Actually, you can come. You can come here anytime. Just get a flight, bro. You can come and
chill. Bro, US border is closed, bro.
Canada border is closed. The bench is not letting us in.
it's the border ek side ka close nahi hai, close both directions, bro.
Yeah, they're basically saying fuck you and fuck you too, basically.
Basically. Anyways, thank you all for listening to our podcast. It's been nice, and these delinquents are just being delinquents. Please rate and review us if you enjoyed listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and follow us on Instagram because we do post some snippets and stuff from time to time. And it's a fun channel, guys.
Thanks. Yo, guys, please like us.
Oh, that's the Instagram like.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.